But listen to Peter. Be it known unto you all and to all the peoples of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. You didn't do it. You've been in the temple, been running the temple all these years. You ain't never got nobody up. But the one you crucified, he the one did it. Huh? All you did was criticize folks. Made them pay high taxes and everything else you could do wrong. This is, I'm telling you, Peter Bowles, this is the stone which was set at naught of your builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither there's salvation in any other. There you go. So if you're looking somewhere, you're not going to find it. I don't care how much they promise you under this new order they're trying to bring. You're not going to find it. Because you should already know. That's the reason why I'm not moved. I already found it. And Jesus said, had Peter to write, the Holy Spirit did. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. He had given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. If he'd given me everything, what else there to get, y'all? I'm going to ask you a question, y'all. I said, if he has given me everything, what else is there to get? All these false promises and deceiving lies and deception to lure you away from your faith in God and have you living worse than a pig. Not to put anybody down, but you just think about how sick it is. And now they're trying to rise up with the audacity to force us to do something. I'm going to speak, and I don't care. And I really don't care if you don't care. Gonna force us to do something. Now I read in the script, and what and how insane can you get? Not that we are putting down, but if we don't speak up, they're going to keep on doing it. But that's for you come, brother.
Right.
That's for you come, devil. And you're going to force me? You better get that jail cell ready. To go against my God and obey you?
Not coming.
I don't think so.
You're
going to force me. And they're going to come in here, two men, and I'm going to marry them. And you're going to be witness of it. You may be in here. I'm not going to be up here. When I have the scripture and order from God to tell the truth. When he called me, he said, go preach the gospel. He didn't tell me to do that. And when my life is over, I'm not going to stand before them and give an account. I'm going to stand before my God. What have you done with what I told you to do, Jimmy? What have you done? And just because you look at me cross-eyed, if that be so, I pray it's not. I'm not going to change my message. I'm not going to change my stand. And I don't care how you twist it, I'm going to still stand on the word of God. Because my salvation is not in Democrats and not in Republicans. Not in freeloaders and you loaders. I met Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's time for the church to stand up. There's somebody hurting right now. I said there's somebody hurting right now, need God's healing power. And you can't get God's healing power to flow through that stuff. But I bet you it'll flow through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go with the new order? Are you going to stay with the word? Are you going to go with the black lies? Are you going to go with Jesus Christ? What are you going to do? Oh, they throw some phrases in there and use some things to make it look good, make it sound good. But check out the results. Check out the ultimate end of it. Check out what's in the back of it. Rotten, rotten, rotten. Ain't nothing sound but the word. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Now watch this. And behold the man, this is verse 14. And behold, the man which was healed, standing with them, they could do what? Couldn't say nothing against it. Oh, but they were cutting up. You be quiet. Let me read on just a little further. If I don't get to nothing else, let me get this today. But when they had what? Commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. Now look at this. Listen what they did. Saying, what shall we do to these men? Leave them alone, which you should have done. But they still trying to come up with something, but couldn't say it, couldn't speak anything. Yes, couldn't tell them, y'all wrong. Because the evidence was there. They ain't never seen that. Was that good or was that good? Was that good? Well, how any fool could have seen that was good. But yet they still trying to come up with some counsel. What we're going to do? What we're going to do? We got to come up with something else. That didn't work. You wait till God get through pulling some cover. My brother, my sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But look what they said. Where did I stop at? Verse 16. For that indeed a noble miracle has been done by them is manifest. The miracle they done. In other words, we looking at it. It's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny. That's why I love God. When he does something, you can't mess with it. Come on. When he bless you, when the blessing of God manifests in your life, can't nobody mess with it. Can't nobody mess with it. When he heal you, can't nobody mess with it. When he puts your life together, can't nobody mess with it. When you know what a mess you was in and God fixed you up, can't nobody mess with it. But watch this. I'm going to show you how evil it is. You need to see this today. But that it spreads no further among the people. You see that? You old evil thing, you. Here's something that's good and marvelous, but you want to close it down. That it spread no further among what? The people. Let us straightly threaten them. They couldn't deny it, but now they want to threaten them. I can't find nothing on this that I can say you're wrong. So I'm gonna try to use my authority, my influence, and my authority in an evil way, threaten you. You had to shut up. Don't you say nothing else. All you doing is stirring me up. You're gonna stir my righteousness indignation up. That they henceforth do what? Speak that they speak henceforth no more. To no man in this name. And they called them, listen, and they called them and had the audacity to command them not to speak at all. Didn't say a little. They said, don't speak or teach at all. At all, or teach in the name of Jesus.